A New York judge has agreed with New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, who ordered the daily fantasy sports operators DraftKings and FanDuel to stop taking bets from New Yorkers. Lawyers for DraftKings say the company will appeal the decision. But by upholding the state's injunction in the case, the judge dealt a blow to these fantasy sports startups. Analysis has shown as many as 12% of their players are in New York State. Joining us to talk about this and a lot more in the world of sports is Mike Pesca, Here Now sports analyst, host of Slate's podcast, The Gist. Hi, Mike.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. And where do we stand with these fantasy sites now? It seems like every week there's another headline about how they've been kicked out of this state or that state.
Yeah, New York's the big one, 12%, an estimated of the fantasy players at the two big sites. The two big sites account for 95% of the business, so 12% go through New York. And Schneiderman, the AG of New York, his theory wasn't just that it was gambling, but that it was an illegal operation because there was deception and subterfuge involved. FanDuel and DraftKings, they have the best lawyers going, David Boyce, but still, right now, New Yorkers are not able to bet on those sites.
But will the sites be around 2 years from now, 5 years from now? I spoke with a Chinese venture capitalist who was an early investor who said, you know what, when there's a consumer demand, they'll find a way to get around the regulation.
Well, I mean, prohibition lasted, what, 8 years or so? I don't know if that's true. But no, I think that they have to tweak their model. And I think they went ahead full bore knowing that there was no federal law against it. And maybe they were just flush with cash and ambition or greed or whatever. And they said that the I don't know, they didn't anticipate a challenge from individual states, but now they have it. They also have to reform their practices because even though it's not illegal, there were scandals or mini scandals with officials from one state leading officials from one site winning a lot of money on other sites. I think eventually it will become what now is caveat venditor, which is seller beware. It will become a caveat emptor situation. And if they provide the service that fans like and think they could win, because right now 90-something% of fans, 90-something percent of the money goes to, you know, 1 or 2% of the really tuned-in players. But if they can reform that, I don't see why it shouldn't be an ongoing concern.
Speaking of winning, Golden State Warriors going for win number 24 to keep their undefeated start alive. Are they the greatest basketball team ever?
Well, first of all, they're as smooth as that transition, let me tell you. They are, right now, they're not. The longest win streak for any team was the Lakers, 33 games. But if they get to 33 games, if they get to Christmas when they're playing the Cavaliers, with that record right in sight, there's a good case for it. And the Bulls, one of the Jordan Bulls, had 72 wins. They could do that. Right now, they're the greatest story in sports. They're the most fun thing to watch. And they are always right. They are more right than I was because prohibition, I just found out, lasted 14 years.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
That's my auto-correction.
But if you've got such a record, it must be just so scary to play every game. You're going to lose eventually at some point.
No, that's not how they look at it. First of all, they're not in it for a streak. It's nice if it happens. They're in it for a championship, and they're well on their way to that. And they have joy, and the joy transfers to the fans, but they have joy in the way they play, and they're playing the game in a different way. And Steph Curry is an amazing player. He's on a pace to have 400 three-pointers. No one's ever had 300 three-pointers. It's just such a joy to watch.
Mike Pesca, Here Now sports analyst who hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thanks so much.
You're welcome.